Basalt officials are looking at what kind of park to have on the Pan and Fork property and how much it could cost. The developer interested in building on the parcel supports the approach, but wants a key detail ironed out soon. Basalt staff are reviewing different options for how the park could look and what amenities to have. Voters will likely decide this spring on whether to pay for those elements and some of the land. A public-private partnership means there will be some development on the remaining section of the Pan and Fork parcel. Developer Jim DeFrancia is president of Low Enterprises and says nailing down the open space design is a good idea. But his company does need to know sooner rather than later about how much space will be available for building.
It's a waste of money and indeed a waste of time on everybody's part to, for example, start drawing up plans for a 75,000 square foot development, only to find out later that they'll only accept 55 or even as little as 35.
Deciding how much square footage to develop has been a contentious issue in Basalt. DeFrancia says he's hoping to hear the guidelines in the next 30 days. Town Council is expected to consider the park design and cost in early January. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.